I refused to die before adolescence was over. I saw the end of adolescence as a beacon, a light at the end of the tunnel that would deliver me into a world of clear skin, social grace, startling intellect, butt-long hair, and sex. So I'm lying there on the bed and I think that I really am dying and I get real scared because my hair is only still down to right below my ears and there's so much to live for. What with being a pimply-faced, too smart black teenager in an all-white Catholic school. So, for the first time in my black, middle-class, devoutly agnostic life, I begin to pray. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Amen. And I prayed so hard to live, and I thank God for all that I had been given, and I asked for forgiveness for all the bad things I had thought about the people I loved, like my dad and his white girlfriend who didn't know what to do with my hair.